just shoot them ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, a member of Denver Bible Church.
That's right, Doug, and thanks for being here. It's September. What a month for Bob Enyart Live and for the news.
Yeah.
The headlines.
It's been going great at Bob Enyart Live, but as far as the news goes, Bob.
The news is bad.
Well, before we get to the news, though, I sounded like a really interesting interview that you did with AM750 out in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, Christian radio station. It'll air this Sunday, and it was about the personhood movement.
Oh, cool.
Focus on the Family.
Oh,
they were astounded that Focus on the Family has been undermining personhood in state after state around the country.
Yeah.
And they were also very sad to hear that James Dobson had violated his pledge that he took invoking God's name, that he would never again support a politician who would kill innocent children by abortion.
Yeah.
And he's violated that pledge, and they still play that pledge in their Welcome Center.
Yeah.
So they're very interested in the works of American Right to Life, Personhood USA, and the March of Personhood.
Great, great. So that'll air in Nebraska. Truth and Focus is the name of the broadcast.
That's right.
AM750.
Yeah, and Dan Woods, Gordon Thiessen.
Are we going to have any way to make that available
to our web
listeners?
We'll try to put a link
from
our website, kgov.com.
Yeah. And speaking of how great things are going at Bob Enyart Live, last Friday's Real Science Friday, one of the best ever.
Microbiologist Kevin Anderson. It was stunning.
Bob, you can never stop doing Real Science Friday. Tell me you've got one planned for this Friday.
We do.
All right.
Fred Williams, and it's our list of not-so-old things.
A list of not-so-old things?
List of things that were supposedly millions of years old, and they're finding living bacteria.
Okay, so these aren't things that Fred found in his attic.
Yes.
We're talking about things that
they
may be as old as some of the things
like
in
the
Fred's
rings
attic.
Of Saturn and all kinds of amazing soft tissue hadrosaur dinosaurs and all that.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So now Friday when I left the studio, I can't remember exactly where we were as far as the telethon, but I know the telethon continues.
I know where we were Friday.
Yeah.
It's etched in my memory. We were at $15,800, the goal for the month, to keep Bob Enyart Live on the internet, reaching out across the country and around the world for the month. This is our annual September KGov telethon. It's $40,000.
A mere $40,000 is all we need?
$40,000 to keep this ministry going, because, Doug, we don't have any major corporation.
No.
We don't have a mega church. We don't have a foundation.
You know, there are other ministries that are far less effective that have budgets of $800,000 a year.
They do.
You're looking for $40,000?
Yeah, $40,000 to keep
a
this outreach.
A bargain at 10 times the price.
Wow, and we were at $15,800.
How are we doing today?
So over the weekend, what did we do?
Well, we picked up, we started out as we go to air at $17,309.
Whoa, $17,309. And this is September 14th, so we have today and tomorrow before we're halfway through the month.
Yeah, and there's a number of people that I know are out there in the audience who've been toying with the idea of making a contribution, some of them a significant contribution.
Oh.
And the month is half over. It's time to move.
Yeah.
There's no more time for delay. We need to get this. We need to get this goal met. So you can call us at 1-800-836-9278. If you want to be on the show, give us a call. 1-800-836-9278.
Same number to donate to the telethon, one time or monthly gift, or you could subscribe to our Bible studies, DVDs, and so on, or to call to be on the air. So what are the headlines?
Oh, the headlines are, well, let's start with the tires.
The tires.
The tires are leading the headlines. Tires. I'm talking about automobile tires.
Yeah.
Motorcycle
regular tires.
Yeah, tires. It appears that for some reason our government is imposing tariffs on tires from China. At least that's...
Yeah. Now,
could
we address this, but let's ignore the China situation, because China is such a grotesque evil nation.
Okay, let's leave that out of the equation.
Because they enslave a billion people.
I want to talk about tariffs in general.
Tariffs
because a lot of populists, a lot of conservatives think that it would be a good idea for us to impose tariffs on countries that are importing various things.
And for one, it's immoral. It violates the principles and authority God has
given
government.
Wait a minute.
But let's talk about what it does.
Immoral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Obama administration just put a 35% tariff on about $2 billion worth of tires.
Yeah.
So what that means for the public school teachers tuning in right now, that's a $600 million tax on tires that the Obama administration has just put on American consumers for foreign import tires. And that means domestic tire producers could raise their rates, say 15-20%, and still remain competitive.
Oh.
So the cost of all of us to get a new set of tires is going up.
I hadn't thought about that. You know, it's the consumer that ends up paying any tax.
Of course.
Right? So if we impose this tax on a foreign tire manufacturer, it's you and I are going to pay that next time we buy tires.
And let's say the Japanese are selling us cars and the government is subsidizing the cars. So they're selling it at like $6,000 cheaper than it cost them to make if they were doing that.
Right.
Well, if every Japanese family in their country wanted to chip in a yen or something to help me buy a car, I'd say, well, you know, you guys are sort of stupid, but okay, everybody, here's the hat. Fill it up. So these things are wrong, and it turns out they're immoral.
Wow.
The government doesn't have the right to just fabricate any kind of tax they want to impose on us.
Wow, and I hadn't thought of that. Firestone and other domestic manufacturers, if indeed there are any left, they're going to raise their prices.
Goodyear, Goodrich.
Yeah, right. If indeed they even make tires here anymore, why wouldn't they raise their price?
Of course they will.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea.
So in the end, it's again the middle class guys like you and I who end up paying all these taxes.
And quite often it's the ignorant liberals who chant for protectionism.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're just ignorant.
All right, we had another $100 donation come in right while we were on the air. We're now at $17,409.
Whoa.
Tremendous. That's outstanding.
$17,409. 1-800-836-9278.
So we're just $600 short of going over the 18,000 mark. So give us a call. $100 at a time. Just keep dialing.
And if you subscribe to our DVD, say you get a topical DVD once a month, or the BEL Televised Classics, or the Bible Study albums, you could get those. Whatever the monthly charge is, say $25 or $35 a month, we multiply it by 10 to apply it to the telethon. So if somebody called in and said, I want to subscribe to the Bible study albums, that's $35 a month. You get an entire Bible study album on a CD. If somebody else said, I want to subscribe to one of our other services, $35 a month, the two of them, that would add up to $700 toward the telethon.
Man. Hey, that would be
it put us over.
Are you aware, Bob, that you have taught through 26 books of the Bible?
No, I didn't know that.
26.
That's exciting.
So that leaves 40 books left
to do.
Yeah.
I wonder what my life expectancy is.
Well, you've got some work to do.
I'm approaching life expectancy.
No way. Not even close.
I got to work faster or lose weight.
Now, did J. Vernon McGee make it through the whole Bible?
Oh, I think so.
I think he made it through the whole Bible.
Get on the Bible bus.
But he was quite long in the
he's
tooth
still
by the
going
time he finished
through,
that. Oh, yeah.
He's still
great.
Going through
I
the Bible.
It. Yep, I get a chance to listen to
he is
once
great.
In a
while. He didn't know about creationism, young earth creation.
There were a
you
number
know, he
of
didn't
things.
Know.
Look at this.
$50 from Morrison, Colorado.
Another $50, $17,459. All right.
$17,459. Wow, thank you, Bob from Morrison.
Thanks, Morrison.
And, you know, we don't mention everybody who gives, and we probably should, but thank you, Bob.
Yes. All right. Now, I want to get to, I told you that things were not going well in the headlines, but they're not as bad as you might think. There's a story out today out of Indianapolis. An Indiana court has ruled that a pizza shop has got to pay for an employee's weight loss surgery.
Oh, this is too much.
And there was a decision made. You know, they took it to the workers' comp board.
Oh, brother.
And you saw the story. I marked it up. Tell
the workers' compensation board. Now, that's basically a socialist bureaucratic function in our country.
I cannot imagine that there's a lot of conservative Christians working on the workers' compensation board.
No, it's just horrendous.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how bad it is. And this was in Indiana. In Colorado, You know, I'm on Channel 53. Doug, you know that station.
That's Friday and Saturday nights at midnight. Bob Inyart Live Classics run here in Denver on Channel 53.
Televised Classics. You could TiVo it, DVR, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Well, Channel 53 had an overnight master control operator who was a drunk.
Big shocker.
Now, I've been on the air for 18 years. People who work at Channel 53, they don't remember the story.
Okay, this is no, no bearing on Channel 53 today.
No.
Okay.
They don't remember.
Long time ago.
But he was a drunk, and he was a problem employee because he's a drunk.
Yeah.
Well, one night, about 2 in the morning, he went out to have a cigarette in the parking lot. He locked his keys in the studio.
Yeah.
So this is what he did. Rather than call the chief engineer to come in and let him back in the building,
yeah, that makes
sense. He picked up a big rock out of the garden, a rock garden, and he smashed the window of the front door of the studio. And he went in, he cut himself, he's bleeding over the carpet, he's bleeding in the master control, he's bleeding over everything. And so they fired him.
Okay.
That went to Colorado's labor board.
No way.
Yeah, and they ruled in favor of the employee. And they punished LaCie Broadcasting, Channel 53, for firing a drunk who vandalized their own studio.
Okay, and now what? Do you have any idea what their rationale might have been?
It doesn't matter.
There is no rationale.
No, they're liberals. They're just evil. And so anyway, here, this state workers' compensation board, they voted 4-3. I think we're in the millennium. This is the kingdom on earth. I mean,
they had
three who voted against the employee and for the business.
Three socialist employees at the workman's comp board actually voted against the employee?
Yeah, they did the right thing.
Maybe we have crossed over into the millennium, into the end times.
Yeah, right. So anyway, it's tragic, of course. Businesses, what are they going to be afraid to hire overweight people? Afraid to hire people who are maybe... You know, they're getting older and their eyesight's going,
not
their hearing's going.
Health. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is just so wrong and so evil. Jesus said, "Can I not do what I want with my money? What right do you have to tell me what I can do with my money?"
Mm.
They're evil. These people are evil. And God gave us the right to own private property. And God did not give them the right at their whim to decide when to take our money to give it to other people.
And it would be nice if we lived in a society where an employer and an employee could sit down and try to reason together and come to some kind of agreement about how we could help each other.
Yeah.
But
like the employer could say, well, you're trying to get me to pay money for your operation.
Weight loss surgery, yeah.
You're fired. And that would be reasonable. I mean, unless it's in their contract agreement. If you have an employment contract...
Yeah.
Well, then fine. And if you don't, you could ask your neighbor to pay for your operation, but he probably won't.
Probably not.
And if you're an extraordinary employee, your boss might offer to pay for
of
it.
Yeah, if you're really good, right?
If you're extraordinary.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to shake him down and if he doesn't pay, you're going to take him to some federal case, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah, you should be fired.
All right.
Speaking of people who should be fired, I've got a story here. It's related to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Doug,
it's not really just only Nancy Pelosi, although...
This is the funniest story. You mean about the Obama eligibility thing?
This whole eligibility dust-up...
It is just hysterical.
It gets funnier every day.
It does get funny. The federal judge in California has ruled that the parties need to provide discovery...
Right.
And
which
set a trial date for January, a hearing date in October.
I love that. That's great.
For Obama to produce his birth certificate. Now, that's hysterical.
Now, you asked me to produce my birth certificate. I'm faxing it over to you in 15 minutes. I could if you needed to see it.
Yeah, I would think so.
I could.
And my son has to produce a birth certificate to go to Mexico.
Yep.
For the Baja 1000.
Now, let's say you're a person who doesn't have a copy of their birth certificate on file.
Well, then you go to the hospital. And you get an official stamped version.
I remember,
with the doctor's name and the hospital name and all that.
I had to do that. I had to call my mom and get her to go to the hospital there in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And she got me a copy. It took a couple of weeks for me to get it all together.
Yeah, right.
Now, how long have people been after Obama for his...
Well, Obama, we don't know what he spent. You know, they say he spent over $1 million defending against this rather than produce it. But we don't know because that's the total of all their legal bills. So we don't know what he spent on this. But he spent a lot of money trying to refuse to make public his birth certificate. Now, it turns out...
It's just weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That Nancy... And you know that African proverb, it takes a village...
Yes.
To raise an idiot.
Something like that.
That proverb comes from Barack Obama's hometown.
Oh, yeah.
In Kenya. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi. It gets weirder and weirder.
Okay, what's going on now? How could Nancy Pelosi be involved? She wasn't attending at his birth. I don't even think she has a nursing degree.
She signed this official certification of nomination.
I have both of them right here
for
in front
the
of me.
DNC.
Right.
When they nominated Barack Obama for president of the United States. This is an official government document.
Filed in Denver, Colorado. Right after his nomination.
Right. Yeah. And it's notarized by a Colorado notary public.
Yeah.
Shalifa A. Williamson.
Yeah. Now, what do you bet Shalifa works for Acorn? No, I'm just kidding. We don't know that.
Well, she might. She might have been fired by now, but she might work for Acorn.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, Nancy Pelosi actually crossed off the part of the official document that says that Barack Obama is eligible for the office of president.
Yeah, that doesn't appear on the document here.
Well, wait. I said crossed off.
No, it was deleted.
It's removed. The sentence that says that, go ahead, could you read it?
Yeah, it says, we're duly nominated as candidates of said party for president and vice president of the United States, respectively, and that the following candidates for president and vice president of the United States are legally qualified to serve under the provisions of the United States Constitution.
She crossed off, actually, she deleted before she printed and signed this document. Nancy Pelosi, she deleted the part that says that they are legally qualified to serve under the Constitution.
Now, that's just unbelievable.
That cracks me up.
But it's just...
It cracks me. It's just hysterical.
So is it possible that Nancy Pelosi had some question in her mind? How could that be? How could Nancy Pelosi have any inkling that any of this was going
to happen?
Maybe
she went to the Las Vegas Strip and saw on the Mandalay Bay... billboard, where's the birth certificate? Yeah. Maybe she saw that.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this birth certificate brouhaha was taking place before the nomination. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, it started.
It was going on there for a while.
It was going on, and probably Hillary knew that Barack was born in Kenya. But what is she going to do? You know, the voter bloc, the black caucus.
The black vote, as they call it.
Would turn against the Democratic Party with a vengeance.
Oh, so if Hillary would have brought this up during their battle.
Disqualified Barack Obama.
That would have been,
Because he's from Africa.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine how that would play in the Democratic Party?
Oh, no.
For Hillary to disqualify, Barack Obama is just stomping all over Hillary.
Oh, they would have rioted at the Pepsi Center.
Could you imagine her getting Barack Obama disqualified because he's from Africa? It would have been a nightmare.
You couldn't make that
so
up.
Hillary could not play that card.
She couldn't play the Kenya
and Nancy
card.
Pelosi, whatever her ambitions are.
Yeah. And you know, she's barely conscious half the time. She's on so many prescription drugs, I'm certain. And that's just my opinion.
She knew that, she didn't want to sign a document that says Barack Obama was qualified to run for president. So she just crossed that part off.
She deleted it. So she, just to be safe.
It's just so funny.
You know, Nancy's always looking out for Nancy. There's no doubt about that. She didn't want to sign something that could have got her in trouble later.
And then there's the Coast Province General Hospital.
The Coast Province General Hospital.
In Mombasa,
Kenya. This thing. Yeah.
With a birth certificate that was certified February 19th, 2009 and signed by Hilton Magana that looks real and it has a footprint of one Barack Hussein Obama II.
Hey, now,
Doug, that footprint, you know, a footprint is like a fingerprint.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's like a palm print.
That's why they do that, right, when you're a baby?
So I don't know if this is fraudulent because, you know, the liberals have been flooding the internet with fraudulent Obama birth certificates.
Ah.
But this one, you know, it looks like it could be valid, but it's pretty funny. It's got a footprint there.
It's got a footprint there that we could match up, right? And we could determine. But Obama probably won't take his shoes off either.
I think Discovery, they should ask Obama to step in some ink.
We want to see your feet.
Step on the back of the Declaration of Independence and get that to this federal court in California.
Oh, this is a riot. It is a lot of fun.
So anyway.
It is a hoot.
1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278.
Give us a call if you'd like to comment on where, what planet President Obama was born on, or give to the telethon, anything you'd like to do.
Doug, how about Serena Williams?
I'm sad. I'm actually saddened by the Serena Williams story. I didn't see it live. Mm-hmm. I saw the bleeped version.
Yeah.
And just having to watch Serena Williams be bleeped,
yeah,
it was kind of heartbreaking.
I have
always wanted to like and liked Venus and Serena Williams.
Absolutely.
Just because their story is so compelling.
Yeah, and they're just such extraordinary athletes.
Yeah.
But now, Serena, your public school is showing. your public school is showing how crude our culture is, that a beautiful young woman, talented, professional, accomplished, could be a filthy pig.
Right. And it just goes to the coarsening of our culture, and particularly the women in our culture.
Yeah.
And I think that's very appropriate. Her public school is showing.
Yeah.
Serena, you know, say it ain't so. This is just, and you know, she lost the match. She
and
lost the whole
how
thing.
How about the tennis player who lost, he's out, I forget his name, who was bleeding on the court. Do you remember that story?
There was a story about a tennis player, and I don't keep track of these tennis players by name generally, but I remember the guy who was bleeding on this year's
couple weeks
US
ago.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and they had to run a towel into him, a clean towel, every play, because they couldn't use the same towel because they didn't want to possibly transmit a bloodborne disease.
Well, yeah, there's concerns like
or
that.
HIV,
yeah,
or anything like
that,
right?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember during the Olympics, there was a homosexual swimmer who
Greg Louganis. Greg Louganis.
HIV positive.
Yes.
Didn't tell his fellow swimmers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Didn't tell the paramedics who are always standing by during the Olympics.
Right.
And wouldn't you know, he hit his head on the coping of the pool.
That's right, and he bled.
And he's
like
bleeding
a
in the water. He's bleeding
the
on the... And they come over and they give him...
Yeah, they put some compresses on his head. There's blood everywhere.
They give him first aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, how horrendous, how rude. He's HIV positive. He doesn't have the common decency to tell his fellow swimmers or these people who have to administer emergency first aid that he's HIV positive. And the whole world weighed in and said that was handled exactly correctly.
Right. He had the right to privacy in his medical condition.
Yeah, he had the right. Andy Roddick, right? Andy Roddick.
Meanwhile, Andy Roddick is, we don't even know if Andy Roddick, as far as we know, he's HIV negative, right?
I imagine.
I imagine he is, but they treat him like,
Well, and so it just shows, homosexuality is so perverse that you have to give even its diseases a favored nation status.
Right, right.
Favored disease status.
You always said that HIV was the first virus to achieve civil rights.
Right.
And it's true.
AIDS was the first disease to have its own rights.
Right.
And it's just because it's such a filthy and perverse lifestyle, and they have to go overboard to try to push it and shove it onto our culture to accept, even if a homosexual is endangering the people around him.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking
what
of
a difference.
Speaking of just that, are you aware of Mr. Kevin Jennings? Are you aware of him?
Kevin Jennings.
Kevin Jennings works for the U.S.
I know who Lou Gehrig is. Lou Gehrig's disease?
No, this
and
is...
And Lou Gehrig's disease? No, who's
this
Kevin
is, this
Jennings?
Is worse than both of those. This is Kevin Jennings. He's an assistant deputy secretary.
Obama! For the safe schools guy.
Safe and drug-free schools, to get that right, at the U.S. Department of Education.
Speaking of a filthy homosexual.
He's an assistant deputy secretary, which is probably, it's one of these patronage jobs that Obama gets to fill when he...
Yeah.
But this man has an impact in the daily lives of public school students across the country.
He's the one who pushed homosexuality onto the families and school children in Massachusetts, and he joked about how he lied to the lawmakers, and he's got every possible homosexual influence throughout the entire curriculum.
And he did it under the guise of safety. He crafted the strategy of introducing homo propaganda into the schools under the guise of these are safety programs. Because who can argue with the fact that we want our kids to be safe? Right.
Right. So they have a homosexual. So now they have clubs promoting homosexuality for safety, counseling sessions promoting homosexuality, books, plays, celebrations of a homosexual lifestyle, all for safety.
And as far as the relatively ignorant parent, average parent, who's sending their kids to a public school, they're just attending safety classes and getting safety lectures.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And Focus on the Family has warned everyone to take their kids out of public schools.
They have? When did that happen?
Oh, you mean I dreamt that?
I think yes.
Oh, I dreamt that.
Pinch yourself, Bob. Make sure that you're awake.
I must have dreamt that. The public schools are godless. They promote abortion, homosexuality, and evolution, that we're animals. And our Christian leaders need to take it in the pocketbook because it will affect their revenue.
It will.
And they need to love these kids enough to warn the parents, take your kids out of our godless public schools.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, I'm an example of someone who barely survived public school by the skin of my teeth.
Doug,
and a number of chances.
Me too.
I'm lucky to be alive at this point. I don't want to use the word lucky, but I mean.
Yeah. Right.
And to put your children into this godless
education
system.
And not to teach people. I mean, you're all about the family. To not teach parents that we have an obligation to God to give our children a Christ-centered education.
An obligation to God.
But so many parents send their kids to public school that if you warn them, they won't donate to your ministry. That's why we have a hard time with our telethon.
That's why we have to have a telethon. Bob, we have an army of supporters.
Yeah.
But it's actually... it's not even quite a battalion, to be honest with you. It's just barely above platoon size because basically...
And you know what? They're mostly homeschool families.
And you know, they help us.
Single
they support
income
us.
Families.
Yeah, they are.
And they give till it hurts.
Yeah, they do.
That's why new people have to give.
Yeah, we have to get the attention of new people. And, you know, I hate to see someone become aware of our ministry because of something that happens to their kids in the public schools because they just didn't realize. You know, maybe they give money to... Focus on the Family for 15 years, and they never hear the message that they're potentially destroying their own kids in the public schools.
Yeah, that's right. So please take your kids out of the public schools.
If you don't, you're sinning against God.
And also
and your
help
children.
Support, even if it hurts you to do so.
Yes.
Because your kids go to public schools. Make a decision. I'm going to pull them out and homeschool them or get them to a Christian school.
Yeah.
Like Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, Colorado, or wherever. Make sure it's a good Christian school.
Not wherever. Maranatha's the best one around
here.
Well,
in the Denver metro area. Yeah. But make sure they oppose abortion, homosexuality, and evolution.
And they teach that God created us male and female. Yeah.
Yeah. In the recent past.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good.
So make sure of that. Otherwise, homeschool them.
Yes.
And then give to the telethon.
Yes, give to the telethon.
If you can, if you want to.
No, not if you want to. Even if it hurts a little bit, give to the telethon because this ministry is vital. By the way, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet coming up Saturday, September 26th.
Whoa, a week from Saturday.
Yeah, a week from Saturday at the Renaissance Hotel.
Lila Rose, 303-753-9394. That's Colorado Right to Life's number, 753-9394. And our website, Doug, is kgov.com.
Amen.
God bless you all.